So, we joke about me being an old man, you know, maybe an old soul, or just sounding generally older than my 37 years. And that became especially true yesterday when I was diagnosed with something where the phrase long in the tooth literally comes from.
Okay. Okay.
Which I didn't realize until I got the little fact sheet after my appointment. Yeah. So I've had some like gum recession, and you can get it from having gum disease.
Okay.
I think that's gingivitis. Whichever one eats away at your gums. You don't want that. That's how your teeth fall out, right?
Okay.
And that's from when you don't brush and floss and all that. But I do that.
Yeah.
And I've gotten pretty good at flossing. I floss almost every day.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, I think
you know?
So.
So I was really surprised that this gum was like, you know, two teeth especially, it's receding. So and it comes from brushing too hard.
Oh.
So really the solution, I mean, I may end up getting a gum graft, which sounds way scarier than it is. It's really just like a couple days of your mouth hurts.
Okay.
And when the guy found out that I do a radio show, he was like, I would get that done on like a Thursday or Friday. So you don't have to talk much.
Interesting.
Yeah. He said people who are teachers or people who are broadcasters are people who he says, if you have to talk a lot, you're not going to want to go back to work the next day.
What, a gum grab? Okay.
They take a little piece of another part of your gum and move it and stick it on.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But it's a very simple thing. It takes less than an hour. There's a couple stitches.
Oh, cool.
You take some Advil. Otherwise, it just feels like you burn the roof of your mouth with pizza, which I do every time I eat pizza anyway.
Yeah, me too.
So I think it'll be fine. And it could prevent, you know, potential tooth issues down the road.
Okay.
So I go to this appointment. I go to this periodontist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, okay, yes, I'm concerned. They're doing the exam. They do the measurements and everything. And they said, yeah, it's not any gum disease or anything. It's probably just from brushing too hard. And I was like, really? God damn it. You know, I'm like, why did I do this to myself?
Yeah.
And because I don't think I brush too hard, but, you know, apparently you can.
Well, I mean, I brush pretty hard. I bet the majority.
Do you use a soft brush?
No, I like a tough brush, and I feel like the harder you go.
No, that's how you're going to recede your gums. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Don't make that gesture again, by the way. And if you really brush your teeth like that, you're only getting the back of your tongue.
I just grab it. Just
That doesn't look comfortable for anyone, either party, really. Yeah.
Huh. So you need a soft bristle.
Soft bristle. And he actually recommended I get like one of those electric toothbrushes that has... like a pressure sensor, so if you're pushing too hard, it'll stop.
Oh!
So it keeps you kind of in check.
You need that,
apparently.
Sir.
Who knew I was so aggressive?
Well, you just don't know your own strength. You're so strong.
I guess not. I guess that's it. It's just these manly forearms, you know? So I'm doing the appointment, right? And he says, you're just not, you know, if you do the thing, you're just not going to want to talk a lot. And I was like, oh, well, I have to do that for work. And he goes, well, do it on like a Thursday or Friday, whenever you could take the day off or have a couple days. And then, you know, you're probably not going to want to talk a lot over the weekend. And he was looking at my chart as he said this. And I said, oh, I'm sure my husband will appreciate that.
Yeah.
And he looks down and he goes, you've only been married a month, haven't you? It's like, oh, shade.
Shady dentist.
Okay.
Shady odontist.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was kind of funny. He was like, oh, well, already there after 1 month.
The first year is the toughest, sir.
Yeah, right. Oh, it was funny. And then he still did radio, and he went and he looked at my bio, which I guess is on our website. And he came back, and it was interesting. He was like, oh, you worked at WPLJ? I used to listen to that station in New York. And then he was like, oh, and you have a pit mix? We have a pit mix. We love pits.
Jeez Louise.
He was like, and you've been through a lot in your life, it seems. And I was like, oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, it was like this... oh, ha, 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 husband for a month. And all of a sudden we had like this really serious conversation.
He's really good at stalking. He does it in a non-creepy way.
Yeah, but he did it like that. I was like, you were only back in that little room for like 30 seconds. What are you, like
exactly.
A speed reader?
Tell me something else about myself.
Right, what else did you find? It's like, what else? I haven't Googled myself in a while. Uh-oh.
How tall am I? You know?
Yeah, right.
Right.
I said standing next to him. So he gives me the form, and it has some stuff about, you know, look, if you have gum recession here, you don't want that. It can result in your teeth falling out when you get older.
Oof.
So you want to really prevent that, right? And it says, and I had no idea that this is where it came from, but I'm guessing this is where it came from. And it says, You know, it can happen as you age. Most people deal with at least a little bit of gum recession.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it happens as you age and it can, you know, be bad, resulting in lost teeth. And this is where long in the tooth comes from. And
yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Right.
Mind blown.
Okay.
You know, when you say someone owes a little long in the tooth.
Well, because their gums are receding because
they're
older.
And they show more teeth.
Okay.
So well, there you go.
You had a really enlightening dentist appointment yesterday.
I know.
You made a new friend.
Right.
You found out about long in the tooth.
Uh-huh.
And you're getting new gums.
Yes.
Well, okay.
I'm getting my own gums just moved around.
Sure.
It doesn't sound pleasant, but they say it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. Maybe skip the Advil and go for a cocktail instead.
Yeah,
ooh,
both.
Yeah. A little whiskey on the gums, eh?
There you go. Well, that could have been what making them recede in the first place. I don't know. That does sound like a treatment from the long in the tooth era.
It does, too.
You know? Oh, he's getting a little long in the tooth. Oh, well, he's got gum recession.
Huh.
I'm going to say that every time someone says, oh, he's a little long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting a little long in the tooth. I'd be like, oh, well, he should brush softer.
Yeah. A soft bristle. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Pressure sensor. Sensodyne.
Huh.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, you're going to get Sensodyne.
Yeah.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, dentures.
Yeah. You're married now.
Yeah. Yeah.